hours a day, sharing the peace and light of Islam. This is Sirius FM, broadcasting live in the East Rand on 105.7 FM and throughout the world. www.siriusfm.net.
Beneficiary organizations, partner organizations, respected ulama, friends of Operation Essay, members of the media, I welcome you with the words of peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As customary to all our events, we'd like to start today's program with a recitation from the Holy Quran. I call upon Mulana Ibrahim Baum to give us a recital.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن تبدوا الصدقات فنعمه وإن تخفوها وتؤتوها الفقراء فهو خير لكم ويكفر عنكم من سيئاتكم والله بما تعملون خبير وقال تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد صدق الله العظيم.
Can you take a moment to reflect on the verses that have been recited? We first welcome everyone and thank everyone and all the distinguished guests, all protocols observed. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن تُبْدُوا الصَّدَقَاتِ فَنِعِمَّهِ. If you give charity openly with a good purpose of motivating others, it is good for you. وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا. But if you conceal it and you give it to the poor, maintaining their dignity, it is even better for you. For Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of your actions. This is a very beautiful verse. I'll just give you a small anecdote with regard to this verse. I was invited to have supper recently with Bill Gates. And during the course of the interaction with him, he was asked that, what made you do this whole encouraging people of wealth to give a substantial percentage of the wealth in charity? So he said, I was motivated by a Quranic verse. So people were quite taken aback and said, what verse are you referring to? So he referred to this very same verse where the Almighty says, if you give charity openly, it is very good. And he said, he inquired from Islamic scholars and said that it is good when you're giving openly, it motivates other people to give charity. Otherwise, the normal principle is to give charity in secret in such a way that you don't impair upon the dignity of a poor person. Our people in the past, you know, when they used to give charity, they used to tell the poor person that write down your needs on the paper or on the sand so that it can be wiped away, so that I don't even see the difficulty on your face when you are asking. So normally, the normal principle is to give charity secretly unless the motivation is to encourage people. So I thought that it was a very appropriate verse, and I thought that given the anecdote that it served as a motivation for charity for a person well known in the world, I just shared these verses with you. Thank you.
Jazakallah, Mulana. Listening to the recitation of the Quran and reminded of why we're sitting here, I go back to a video that I saw a few weeks ago of a little boy undergoing a medical procedure. And because of the lack of facilities and lack of medical care in some of the camps, he was instructed to recite the Quran so that he can be distracted from the procedure that they're doing on him because there was no anesthetic. And in this state, you see there how people hold on to their faith. That's really, really remarkable. I'd like to call on Yusuf Abramji, who I always introduce him and say that he needs no introduction. But I think last week he called me, and within a matter of days he mobilized and he worked around the clock. I know that because I didn't sleep. He kept me up. And we tried to mobilize and get as much people involved as possible. Yusuf will give you a background of some of the workings behind the scenes and some of the things that we as groups and coming together could achieve.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Very good morning, my respected friends. My dear friend, Advocate Tuli Madonsela, who needs no introduction. Our former public protector, who broke a holiday to come and support us here today, and I'll come back to in a moment. Our religious leaders who are here, the president of the MJC, the secretary general of the Jamiatul Ulama, the various charities, and my dear friends from the media. It was a Saturday exactly 2 weeks ago when I got up and I opened my Twitter feed and my Facebook, and these were some of the images that continue to haunt not only myself, but thousands of people throughout South Africa and the world. Images of men, women, and children being slaughtered. Images of bodies being taken out of buildings. Aerial photographs of devastation. How do we, as human beings, sit back and say that this is not our problem? Syria is thousands of kilometers away. Let the world go and help the people of Syria. Yasin and I, for a very long time, had the vision of launching an organization or an NGO called #OperationSA. And within 2 hours on that Saturday, exactly 10, 11 days ago, we decided that as much as a lot of charities in South Africa do great work, and we salute each and every organization, be it the Council of Muslim Theologians, be it Islamic Relief, be it Gift of the Givers, be it OCAF South Africa, a lot of good work is being done. But sometimes we work very fragmented. Sometimes we have disunity. And we thought, in the spirit of making a difference, let's bring everyone together and let's have a collection for the people of Syria. For two reasons, my dear friends. Number one, people have been saying we can give the victims and the refugees our moral support. We can pray for them, which we need to do. But what else can we do? Can we not give some of our hard-earned cash to help ease the plight of the people of Syria? And that got us going. Within half a day, the website was up and running. The Twitter feeds were up and running. We formed an interim committee with people like Yasin, with Catherine Constantinidis, will be joining us shortly, with people like Brother Alfarnas Patel from the Crescent Lifestyle. We had the CEO of FNB Islamic Banking, Aman Muhammad, joining us. And we had a number of other people, Andy Mashayile, my dear friend, anti-crime activist as well, saying that we are with you. On Sunday morning, we asked South Africans to please go online and pledge. Pledge for food, for medicines, for clothing, for blankets, for shelter. And from the very beginning, my dear friends, I made it very, very clear. Whatever money is going to be raised, not one cent, not one rand, I want to go into salaries, into agents' fees, into commissions, into travel. Every money, every rand collected and people I will be donating, we want to go to directly to humanitarian aid for people on the ground of Syria. The scenes from Aleppo are heartbreaking. Yes, the world has been sitting by and watching. The United Nations wants to debate whether they're going to give humanitarian aid. And what happens? People keep on dying. I'm of the view that the world has been far too slow in helping the people of Syria, including our South African government. And I don't want to get into politics. I don't want to get into a row of who's right and who's wrong. All I'm saying is that Syria is thousands of kilometers away. They are human beings. Their pain is our pain. And when I called on my dear friend, Advocate Tuli Madonsela, our former public protector, and when she saw what we were doing, she picked up the phone and said to me, I'm with you and I'm supporting you. And her tweet yesterday got hundreds of people going, and it also, to a large extent, I think, motivated the world, where she said, I hope the world can take South Africa's example and follow the lead of what we are doing in South Africa. And I'm happy that other countries like the Saudi Arabian government has now pledged 100 million Saudi rial pay aid package for the people of Syria, and I hope other countries and other governments will follow suit. But we as civil society, my dear friends, have a role to play. We then decided to do a pledge line, live on ITV, on Channel 347, on DSTV. We got hold of radio stations, the likes of Radio Islam International. We got hold of Sirius FM, and we're live on Sirius FM. Thank you for your support. We got hold of the Voice of the Cape. We got hold of Souk Islam. We got hold of a number of radio stations, and we said, to show unity, why don't we have a multi-channel pledge line, live on radio, live on television? We went on air at 7:30 last Tuesday evening. It was a four-hour broadcast, and the lines were blocked. The lines were clogged up for hours. When we went off air shortly before midnight, I even stole 20 minutes of additional airtime. We then got pledges totaling 10.2 million rand. The team from OCAF who managed the phone lines, and thank you, Brother Zainul Kaji from OCAF, to your volunteers for the lovely work, then stayed on for a little while to take more pledges. And on Wednesday morning when we woke up, people were saying, you know what, we couldn't get through, we still want to pledge. So what we decided to do is to keep the online pledges open on www.operationsa.org and also via SMS and WhatsApp on 0723-9999. I'm happy to report to you this morning, my dear friends, as of 8 o'clock this morning, the total number of pledges that we have in is 14.2 million rand. 14.2 million rand within a week. What does it tell you about South Africans? It tells you we are a loving nation. We are a caring nation. We are a nation with heart. But more importantly, in the season of giving, as some people call it, in the holiday season, while people are at the beaches, people decided to dig deep into their pockets and to donate only for humanitarian efforts. 14.2 million for me is one of the records for a pledge line ever seen in South Africa over a period of just a few hours or a few days. And normally with pledge lines, we know that people pledge on emotion. They see the footage, they see the children, they see the blood, they see the bodies, and they normally pledge on emotion, and people are very slow to pay. Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, as of this morning, the total money that we have in the bank account, believe it or not, is... Where is it? That is what we have in the bank account as of this morning. 9.6 some odd million rand. What does it tell you, ladies and gentlemen? It tells you that we as South Africans are a caring nation. This is a lot of money that's going to go a very long way to help the men, the women, and the children and the refugees of Syria. A few quick stories. A large number of donors, by the way, were children. Children calling in, children phoning in, saying that I'm taking my 50 rand money box, I'm breaking it up, and you can take the money for my spending money. A child called in on ITV saying that I took my spending money of 600 rand, my allocation, I'm donating it to the people of Syria. And then a Pretoria family called me and said, we booked a holiday for Cape Town. The holiday is worth 15,000 rand. You can have the 15,000 rand donation. We are cancelling our holiday. They asked to remain anonymous. If that does not touch us, nothing will. It shows you, my dear friend, the spirit of Ubuntu. Because this little children here, the women we're seeing bleeding, that particular photograph on our banner there has gone around the world. Look at that picture to the right, on the bottom middle. That picture has been all over the world. It's become the face of Syria. Do we sit back and watch the suffering continue? And that is why I say to people who are saying to us, why are you helping the people of Syria? It's simple. Not because they're Muslim. Not because they come from a certain nationality. Because they are human beings. And let me tell you now, a large percentage of donors to the Operation SA pledge lines and what we have got online are members of the non-Muslim community, people from other faiths. This is not a Muslim issue. It's not a Christian issue. It's not a Hindu or a Jewish issue. It is a humanitarian issue. And I'm going to use one example of my dear friend, my former colleague at Prime Media, Aki Anastasio, who was sitting on holiday somewhere, and he was watching all his photographs, and he sent me a message to say, I've donated an X amount. And I'll give you the amount, 5,000 rand. He said, I'm donating 5,000 rand. I said, Aki, are you sure? He said, I'm donating 5,000 rand, and he sent me the proof of payment through FNB. I can give you story after story. The Polokwane Muslim Trust community, for example, saying, we're giving you 2.3 million rand, and yes, we want the money to go to the Al Imdad Foundation, and we thank the community of Polokwane for the generous support. For example, Safia Musa from Spiritual Court saying, 350,000 rand we are donating. Give the money to Al Imdad, that's fine. And let me put it again, my dear friends, and the charities, I know all the representatives will agree with me, charity is not about competition. Whether we receive 1 million rand, whether we receive 100,000 rand, whether you receive 20,000 rand, it is about serving the people in need. And that is why our need is now. We decided to move with urgency, and that is why I'm happy to announce today the first payment. And normally with pledge lines, Brother Zenul will tell me, the recall rate can differ from between 50 to 70% because sometimes it's emotion. But I'm happy to record that the recall rate on this particular pledge line from the 14.2 million is just over 70%. 70%, Advocate Madonsela, within a matter of under a week. It's a tremendous success, overwhelming response from the people of South Africa. And really, I think when we speak about Ubuntu, the lovely African word Ubuntu, this is Ubuntu in action. This is Ubuntu in action. We hope that a team from Operation SA, and I'm inviting Advocate Madonsela, my dear friend, to join me, will travel to the Syrian-Turkish border over the next few days to go and look at conditions for ourselves, but to make sure that the money that we are giving these charities is well spent. And my appeal to the charities today, there's no time to hoard money into bank accounts. You will get your allocation transferred to your account today from the Al Imdad Special Fund. And we hope that you are going to use this money and that you will report back to the people of South Africa on how the money is being used. So the beneficiaries today, ladies and gentlemen, very briefly, the Al Imdad Foundation, and they're all getting 1 million rand. The Al Imdad Foundation is getting an additional 2.6 million thanks to the Polokwane community who donated 2.3 million, 350,000 from Safia Musa Spiritual Courts, and 5,000 rand from an anonymous donor. The Muslim Judicial Council, Darul Islam Relief Fund, will get 1 million rand. The Africa Muslims Agency will get 1 million rand. Islamic Relief South Africa will get 1 million rand. The Jamiatul Ulama, or the Council of Muslim Theologians, KwaZulu-Natal, will get 1 million rand. And the Jamiatul Ulama, or Council of Muslim Theologians South Africa, will also get 1 million rand. And lastly, the Al-Quds Foundation will also get 1 million rand. And when we leave here, we're joining the Al-Quds Foundation. The first of a container load is leaving for Syria. We're going to the ceremony to seal the container. And in January, a second load will then leave Johannesburg for Syria as well. It's got blankets, it's got foodstuff, it's got sanitary wear, etc., etc. Ladies and gentlemen, let me again thank the people of South Africa. Let me thank you for opening your hearts. Let me thank you for going and digging deep into your pockets. And again, I stress, ladies and gentlemen, what we need to do, and my dear friend Molana Ibrahim Baum put it so eloquently, our religion also teaches us, when the right hand gives, the left hand mustn't know. But to spur people on, this was the best way to spur people on, to show that we are a loving nation, we are a caring nation. And I'm happy my dear friend Fikile Imbalula, Resmetez, Minister of Sport, phoned me yesterday to say, when I come back in January, you've got my full support. And I think it takes individuals, it takes people with leadership to get behind the cause. This is not about a specific community we're helping, it's about a humanitarian effort and it's about making a difference. We all have to make a difference. I'm sure that every rand we're going to be using is going to go to the people on the ground. I'm sure that every organization, whether you work with IHH, the International Humanitarian Group on the Turkish border, where, by the way, the conditions are bad at the moment. It's raining, it's wet, it's snowing. People are forced to live in tents. The children don't have shelter. They are orphans. And Al-Imdad Foundation, when we hear from them in a moment, will tell you they're planning to open one of the biggest orphanages in the world very, very soon, and I hope to join them for the opening as well. What we're going to be doing with Operation SA going forward is that I'm happy to announce today, whether she likes it or not, that Advocate Thuli Madonsela has been appointed as a chief patron. We can't ask for a better person who can hold us to account, who can hold us to account and who will come with a report to name and shame us if we do something wrong. We want her to hold us to account. But more importantly, ladies and gentlemen, we want somebody like Advocate Madonsela to advise us and to even just give us her moral support. I know when Yasin and I called on her for Operation Hydrate, she came to join us. We went to activations. Advocate gave us her full support when she was still a public protector to say, let's give water to the people in South Africa. During the CEO sleepout, where I'm the chief ambassador, I invited Advocate Madonsela to join me, and she readily approved the invitation, and we went to address school children. We went out, and I'm happy to report that particular initiative, we raised about 30 million rand over the past 2 years for charities, namely Education, Boys and Girls Town. Charity should become a way of life. Charity is something that we need to do, and it must become a way of life for all of us. And that is why my dear friend who just joined us, Catherine Constantinidis, when she goes, for example, to look at the plight of the people in the areas in North Africa, the Sahrawi people, she will tell you the difficulties people go through. It's not about them being Muslim. It's not about the Moroccans who are keeping the people under siege. It's about we as South Africans making a difference. It's about Ubuntu. It's about taking South Africa forward. I wish to thank the team at Operation SA, but more importantly, my friend Yasin Teba. And he knows when I phone him, he must just do it. There's no debate. There's no time to waste. There's no time for meetings. There's no time for discussions. There's no time for seminars. We must roll up our sleeves. We must do what we've got to do, and we must make sure the help reaches the people in need. I'm sure that when we converge again in January to give you the remaining of the money, 9.6 million we're allocating today. I don't know if we're going to get 14.2 million in. We hope so. We're appealing to people that have donated to please continue to pledge and also continue to pay in the bank account. And I also need to pay tribute to my friends from the Al Imdad Foundation who are not here today. They're in the United Kingdom. They're busy with a number of missions throughout the world as an international humanitarian group. Kari Ziad Patel, brother Yaqub Vahid, and his entire team, who are very operational. They've been helping us to put the collection together as well. They've been doing superb work, and they're also happy to work with charities here to assist you with all the requirements to make sure the aid reaches the people of Syria. Thank you again for joining us. And Advocate Madonsela, we thank you for your leadership, and we thank you for joining us again today. And let's continue to make a difference as South Africans. Thank you very much. I'm going to ask Yasin and Advocate to join us. Ladies and gentlemen, we decided to cut that video short. There's a longer version of 4 minutes. And when we looked at the longer version yesterday, a few of us broke down. Because that could be your child. It could be your mother. It could be your father. And that is why I appeal to the people of South Africa and to the world to say that these people are our people. We are one. We cannot sit back and watch the world idly sitting and doing nothing when our children get killed. Their child covered in blood could be your child, could be my child. How do we as South Africans sit back and do nothing? Those people that criticize us for helping the people of Syria, I say to you, shame on you. The day, God forbid, these things happen, we'll think differently. The day when Madiba brought us together and said that this nation is going to come together and we're going to have reconciliation and we were saved from bloodshed, we need to count our blessings. We're sitting here on the most southern tip of Africa and yet our hearts are with the people of Syria. We know the suffering all over the world and we are going to help the people of South Africa also going forward. But all I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, is that we cannot sit back. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now an honor and a privilege for me to introduce Advocate Thuli Madonsela. She's got a very long CV. I don't want to bore you. You all know her track record. And we asked her to come and share a few thoughts with us, to come and give us support, and to send a message to the people of the world to say that we need to do something. When international figures like Advocate Madonsela, who appears on the front pages of the Time magazine, or front pages of newspapers across the world, we need people with influence like her to send the message across, not only to South Africans, but to the people across the world. Advocate Thuli Madonsela.
Thank you, Mr. Yusuf Abramji, our peerless colleague, who is always where help is needed. Greetings to all of you, a special greeting to the faith leaders among us. Things move in life because of those among us who take action to change those things they are not happy about. Operation SA is an effort of our colleague Yusuf Abramji and other colleagues who have seen something they are not happy about and have decided to make a difference. Many of us see suffering or see things that we don't like, and we complain about those things. That's good, because if you see something wrong and say nothing, you're part of the problem. But complaining about a situation doesn't change the situation. It just alerts people to the fact that there is a problem. It takes people like Yusuf Abramji and initiatives such as Operation SA to make the difference that needs to be made. Incidentally, what my friend Yusuf doesn't know is that I'm guilty of being among those people who say something needs to be done, but do nothing about it. Last year in Germany, at the annual conference of the Institute for Cultural Diplomacy, I spoke about suffering in the world, our troubled world. I also spoke about the fact that a lot of people who harm humanity are people who have been traumatized by human beings, while others looked the other way. And when it's their turn to fight back against humanity, they also hurt the innocent because they feel that humanity never had compassion towards them. And I suggested then that at a global level, we need to have a fund to rebuild Syria. That was even before the disaster in Aleppo. I repeated this call a few weeks ago in Amsterdam when we met under the auspices of the Tolbeck Foundation, where global leaders who are brought together by Ubuntu, or a sense of our common humanity, look at how do we find a way to live together in harmony in this world of ours. But again, after that, I did nothing. And a week ago, I was in Germany again, another conference of the Institute for Cultural Diplomacy mentioned again the need for a global rebuilding fund for Syria and other troubled spots in the world. Because one of the things that we have noted is that part of the problem is that people have been killed as part of collateral damage in these war situations. Whether they were killed by the good guys or the bad guys, it doesn't matter. The reality is that they are innocent people who are being killed as part of collateral damage. But all they know then is that they've been killed or their families have been killed and they've lost everything and nobody cared. And many of them go to other countries as refugees, but they carry those traumas with them. That sense that humanity stood by when we lost everything. And just small acts of kindness can change people's hearts, and small acts of kindness can change the course of history. I'm glad that our colleague Yusuf didn't think that I shouldn't do anything because all I can do is something small. And that's what often stops us from making a difference, because we worry that there's such a huge world with so many problems, and the only action I can take is so little, and it won't solve the problems of the world. The reality is, none of us are called upon to solve the problems of the world. We are only called upon to solve the problems you can. And even if you don't solve all of it, if you just solve some of it, that will make a difference. The money that has been collected will make a huge difference. Not just physically, that people have clothes, etc. It will engineer a mind shift that people care. And the people who care are not people who look like me, are not people who share the same faith as me, are just human beings. And that will build a new generation, a generation that will create the world we yearn for, where the fact that we are packaged differently as humanity is not a source of our division. And the fact that we have different faiths and we call God different names or even worship other things that are not really God is not a source of division. Thank you for doing this. And thank you to all of the people that are involved. I know many, like me, had questions about it. About supporting it, it was an immediate thing. I tweeted and I supported it. About coming to speak at the event, it was an immediate thing. But when I transferred that money, one of my children said, "Wait a minute, you haven't finished your application for your visa for Harvard. What if, in considering that visa application, they will say you have donated money to an organization that supports Islamic extremism?" I said to him, "Well, can we put it under your name?" They say, "Oh, you're right. Oh, now we see. Should it be me then who doesn't get the visa?" And then I reflected on it. And I said, "No, I trust Yusuf. I trust that the organizations that have been put there are organizations that will make sure that this money goes to the right causes. What the organization itself stands for is up to those people. For me, the important thing is, as long as there is suffering somewhere, there can't be sustainable peace anywhere. As long as there is injustice somewhere, none of us can experience sustainable peace. And in this small way, we are going to lessen human suffering. But the most important thing is that this should create a snowball effect, that children all over the world and grown-ups in all parts of the world will put whatever they have into a fund to lessen human suffering, starting with Syria, but also in our own backyards. Thank you. You have a blessed New Year.
Let me thank Advocate Tuli Madonsela for the words. If she might have a visa problem, I might also have a visa problem. But just to reiterate, Advocate, we've said it previously, we are non-political. The one thing I think Advocate Madonsela will tell you, the one thing I spoke about publicly is that the religion that I'm part of should never be linked to extremism, and we never condone terrorism. We never condone the likes of the Al-Qaedas of the world, the ISIS of the world, the Boko Harams of the world, and we condemn the killing of innocent people. That is why this is purely a humanitarian effort. It's purely based on helping the people across the world and to really make a difference. And really it takes leadership, Advocate, people like you, to really come and spur us on to do more good. And you can be assured going forward that we're really going to make a difference. Let me also welcome Catherine. Catherine, please join us in front. Catherine, by the way, and I worked together on a number of projects over the years. She's an environmentalist. She's now fighting the plight of people up North Africa, and it's a separate discussion that we're going to be having going forward. And I think it takes people like you and the humanitarian efforts to really spur us on.
Yasin?
This is the amount we're giving to the charities, 9.65 million. I don't know, read it out in the State of the Nation terms, but you can see it's quite a big amount. It's really an amount which we believe, ladies and gentlemen, as the team from Operation SA, will go a very long way. And thank you, OCA South Africa, for helping us to mend the phone lines, to make a difference. And you can be assured that as we dish out the money in the breakdown very shortly, every rand that we're going to be used here, every rand that we're going to be using here for this cause is going to make a difference. Brother Andy, I didn't see you. Please join us in front. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Andy Mashayile, one of our working committee members who I referred to earlier, who's been giving us the support. It again shows you, ladies and gentlemen, that this is non-political, it's non-religious, it's about making a difference. And you can be assured, that this is going to go a very long way. And please, I know the organizations will tell us how they're going to use this 9.6 million and the balance we're going to be giving them. We wish you well. Please, as Advocate Madonsela said, keep up the good work.
Down to the business of the day. I'd like to call upon a representative from the Jamiatul Ulama South Africa, Mulana Ibrahim Baum, to address us. We're going to do a handover.
This is the check we're giving to the Council of Muslim Theologians. It's a million rand. Mulana Baum will explain to us how they're going to be using this money.
The Jamiatul Ulama South Africa was established way back in 1923 as Jamiatul Ulama Transvaal. And it is one of the more established Muslim organizations in South Africa, given its very long history with regard to community involvement. It has and serves in an array of fields. It serves in education, it serves in social counseling, it has part and parcel of its responsibilities and its service a radio station, Radio Islam, which works under the auspices of Jamiatul Ulama. It also has 3 counseling services in various parts of the country, the Islamic Care Line, the Islamic Help Line, the Islamic Hope Line, which gives social counseling to people who are in difficulty. It has a wide and a very good track record in terms of serving people across, not only in South Africa, but in various parts of the world. It's not primarily like a welfare organization like Gift of the Givers or Limdad. So therefore, it does not go into emergency type of assistance, but it helps people in long-term projects. So in terms of its long-term projects, it finds things and it has aspects that serves as long-term projects. To give an example is that during the devastating tsunami that hit regions in the South Asian Pacific Islands, it set up an entire village, a village in which we set up all the requirements of that village, a school, a mosque, a community center, And many other organizations joined us in terms of setting up that center, including the Pick and Pay Foundation. So we do that type of situation where it's a long-term project. We don't go immediately because we don't have the infrastructure. We are involved in education, social counseling, religious and spiritual care. So this forms one part of our responsibilities and service. So because we don't have the resources and are not a full-time welfare organization, so we go into long-term projects. We have also had several very important services in terms of helping people out here in South Africa. So whether it be boreholes in Zeerust or in other parts of South Africa, and of course the welfare. I'm not part of the welfare department. They will be able to give you more in time to come if we need anyone needs. But we are busy with many water projects in South Africa and providing a very much needed resource to our people in South Africa for something that we take for granted. So whether it be boreholes, whether it be any other aspects, it is something that we will be doing. In Syria, for many years, we have been working from 2012 in Syria. And because of some of our, we've got a whole entire, on the Syria-Turkish border, we've got an entire refugee camp, which has been running for the past 3 years with people on the ground. And in that particular refugee camp, we also have all the amenities, whether it be aspects with regard to care, whether it be with regard to food, whether it be with regard to accommodation. So that we have an entire refugee camp. Then we also have a mobile bakery. Given the fact that the staple diet of the people of Syria is what they call something like a pita bread. So we have a mobile bakery that has been running for many years. And as part and parcel, besides the other small other projects that we have with different NGOs, because many people are coming across the border and we need to rehabilitate them, one of the projects that we are looking forward to, and we hope that this particular money that has been received will go in that particular regard, is an academy of excellence for the orphans of Syria. So we are setting up an entire academy of excellence which will house an entire educational center. And this will serve as an academy of excellence for people, not only to rehabilitate them, but to give them the necessary education to be able to meet the demands and to be able to meet their needs. And we thank each and everyone that has been part and parcel of this particular remarkable initiative, starting off from Yusuf Abramji, Yasin, ITV, all the other organizations, Okaf Foundation, all of them. We like to thank them for the remarkable and sterling work and effort that they have put in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you and give you much more in abundance. Jazakumullah.
Sharing the peace and light of Islam with Sirius FM.
I'd like to call on the representative of the Muslim Judicial Council in Darul Islam Relief Fund for 3 minutes, inshallah. Sheikh Abrams is the president of the MJC. And he flew down to specially join us this morning.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Good morning to all our honorable guests here this morning. Firstly, I must congratulate Operation South Africa for a job well done. And we must thank them. And it's important for us to show the world that we are concerned about those who are suffering. And the South African community, with no uncertain terms, has proved that over the years. The Muslim Judicial Council is an authoritative body in the Western Cape. We'll be celebrating its 73rd anniversary on the 10th of February next year, which to me is a very important date and will be a very important day for the people of Cape Town. It has given its leadership in many things. It has given its leadership in every facet of life for the people of the Western Cape especially. And we have developed a very good relationship with all organizations in Cape Town, South Africa, and more specifically with the Jamiat and the religious authorities. We have built that relationship for many years, and the father who built that relationship was none other than the late Sheikh Nadir Muhammad. The Darul Islam Relief Fund actually falls under the Darul Islam Zakat Fund. Darulam Zakah Fund is in existence for 27 years. And the Darul Islam Relief Fund came into existence when the tornado hit Cape Town about in 1999. Then we established the Darul Islam Relief Fund. So it works under the Darul Islam Zakah Fund, but both of them are registered. Whenever there is a relief, whenever there's a disaster, or there's funds needed, or a relief needed, the Darul Islam Relief Fund always makes sure that it twin with the Muslim Judicial Council. We have been in Indonesia, the time of the tsunami. We have been working in Somalia. We have been in Turkey, with the refugees. We have been in Syria. We have been in many countries. The Darul Islam Relief Fund, together with the Darul, with the Muslim Judicial Council. And there were projects that the Muslim Judicial Council, together with the Darul Islam Relief Fund and Al-Quds Foundation, work hand in hand. And I like what Brother Yusuf has said, we're not competing with each other. We're working with each other to serve humanity to the best to our ability. So if we had more money, we will spend more money in the direction of relief. And obviously, looking at these photos, anybody who doesn't have a feeling, who doesn't get a feeling, who doesn't shed a tear, there's something wrong with us. So I say to everybody, all of you have participated in something good. Whether you're a news medium, whether you are a community organization, whether you're a relief organization, all of you here are spreading the news and say to the world in South Africa, the world in South Africa, let all of us do what Operation South Africa is doing. And if we can work together as South Africans, we can lead by example and we can bring a change in the broader world that we live in and the conditions and situations we see in the Arab world and non-Arab world. My last word I want to reiterate. I say this to the president of our honorable president of South Africa. I said to Jacob Zuma, I said, sir, we welcome him at the MGC. He's our president. He's the president of South Africa. So we respect him as such. Mr. President, this Muslim community have spent billions in the development of South Africans. And I want to reiterate, sir, that it is not only for the development of Muslims. Never. And I gave him an example. I said, sir, our honorable president, 450 kilometers out of Cape Town, there's a place called Lurisfontein. 100% Christians. The Darul Islam Relief Fund, together with the MGC, has taken water there. Hundreds of thousands of liters of water. There's another occasion. We took them meat. We took them vegetables. We took them groceries, etc., etc. And now, with the help of Al-Qaf South Africa, we are looking at water coming from under the ground, well water. So that's our next project, and Al-Qaf South Africa has promised to help us in that project. So I want to thank you, and may God Almighty bless all of you, and may He guide all of us, and keep on serving the broader community. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dr. Ahmed Badat from the Jamiatul Ulama KZN.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning to one and all. I'm not going to take up too much of your time. On the behalf of Jamiatul Ulama KwaZulu-Natal, I'd like to express our grateful thanks to the South African public who generously rallied around this cause and are attending to the plight of the Syrian people at this time of their need. Syria is a very special place in my heart, having been involved as a medical doctor as part of the first South African medical team with Dr. Suleiman to the hospital in Turkush, subsequently being invited to join the Jamiatul Ulama KZN's relief mission since 2013 to date. And alhamdulillah, they've successfully completed 5 missions since then. And The focus are on the following branches of aid, primarily food packs, groceries, sanitary packs, milk projects, rental assistance, and a tent project where the Jamiat distributed about 700 tents that housed about 3,600 Syrian refugees. The intention of the Jamiat relief team to Syria is to coordinate the efforts with other relief organizations, thus avoiding duplication, and all funds collected are distributed directly to the said recipients. No funds are spent on either travel expenses or accommodation, etc. As with other projects, the Jamiat produces a complete report of all that they've spent on, and inshallah ta'ala, this will go with this donation as well. We'd like to thank you for this invitation to be part of this effort, and hope that this is the start of many to come. Shukran.
Jazakallah, Doctor. Brother Hassan Chunara from Africa Muslims Agency.
Assalamu alaikum. Hello and good morning. I'm not going to take much of your time. I just want to say, as a media statement from the African Muslims Agency, Directorate International South Africa, on the first official handover of funds from Operation SA Safe Syria campaign. The statement has been prepared by our director, who is unfortunately out of the country and could not be here today. It says, Assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace to all. I would like to start off by emphasizing the point that this unified effort by various Muslim organizations in Operation SA has been a great success and a leaping effort, to say the least. The crisis and cries of the Ummah, which is our brothers and sisters, is uniting our Muslim organizations in South Africa, which is a balsam of the Ummah. The pledges and donations came and continue to come from people across the spectrum of the community. It did not only come from the rich and wealthy, but it came from the heart, the mind, and pocket of every Muslim and non-Muslim in South Africa, from the rich and poor, from the wealthy and the working class, and from the young and old. This united response and action gives us hope of success in this country. This is how we need to respond to the crisis of the Ummah. And in doing so, we are giving an opportunity to unite our communities. It is not the figures of the rands and dollars that will heal the Ummah, but it is the hearts, the tears, and the prayers of our community to the Ummah which will heal the crisis. I would like to take this opportunity to commend our Islamic organizations, which have complemented each other in the effort to help the needy of the Ummah. It is in this spirit which will have a long-lasting memory in South Africa. This unified effort reminds me of the Somali crisis of 1992, where our late director of Africa Muslims Agency Directorate International, Muhammad Farid Chunara, led a unified South African relief effort comprising of Muslim and non-Muslim NGOs, government institutions and departments, as well as role players from various facets of the South Africa in responding and alleviating the plight of the brethren of Somalia at the time. When you speak to the elders in Somalia, they remind you of this unitedness which had an impact in their lives. Similarly, the United Operation SA Save Serbia campaign will have a similar impact that we hope will bring much needed relief and will have an immense positive impact on the humanitarian efforts there. My colleagues and I at Africa Muslims Agency Directorate International are very proud of the Muslim community of South Africa, who did not only collect the rands and dollars, but also the hearts, the tears, and prayers with it. I want to repeat my appeal to the organizations and the Muslim community to work in full unison and togetherness. We have a small Muslim community in South Africa, but we should be a role model community to the entire world. Our fathers paid a heavy price for our freedom in South Africa. We need to share our freedom with the entire world and not allow any injustices to take place in any part of the world. In terms of the relief efforts of the Africa Muslims Agency Directorate International on the ground, AMA, as we know, will continue to work with its partners on the ground in responding to the hour of need to the displaced refugees. The response of food, shelter, and medicines is critical, and we will continue with this amongst other projects on the ground. Also, the ongoing psychological assistance, as well as upskilling and empowering of refugees through the various skills development and other empowerment projects will continue. The African Muslims Agency Direct Aid International would like to thank the donor community of South Africa, Operation SA, for their generosity in alleviating the plight of our brethren in Syria. We take this opportunity in assuring you that your donation will make a difference on the ground. Our humble appeal is that we continue to support the Save Syria effort as Aleppo and Syria still bleeds. Just to let you know, the African Muslims Agency team will be departing in the first or second week of January to the Syrian border to personally oversee this specific contribution by Operation SA. In ending, taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum, may the Almighty accept from us and from you. Wassalamu alaikum, Imran M.F. Shunar, African Muslim Agency.
Brother Abdullah Vauda from the Islamic Relief Fund.
Assalamu alaikum. Good morning. Indeed, it is an honor for me, Abdullah Vauda, the Regional Fundraising Manager, to have this opportunity to be amongst esteemed guests, ambassadors, religious leaders. And so I want to thank you personally and on behalf of Islamic Relief South Africa for allowing us to be part of Operation SA and thereby assisting the Syrian people in need. Islamic Relief South Africa was founded in 2003 in Johannesburg, and we're affiliated to Islamic Relief Worldwide, the world's largest Muslim humanitarian organization, which is in existence for 32 years. Based in Birmingham, England, Islamic Relief seeks to alleviate the suffering of the world's poorest people throughout the world, be it in Africa, Middle East, in conflict zones, drought-stricken areas. And so it really warms our heart to receive this donation of 1 million rand from Operation SA, which will be going towards a very large project already underway. And so this donation will feed into Islamic Relief's six-month plan to assist 100,000 people fleeing Aleppo and Idlib. And this large program is only made possible to our global partners. And so currently we're looking at a projected spend of 2.5 million Great Britain pounds, and that's how we budgeted in. And so 1 million rand indeed is a significant contribution from Operation SA. And so I would like to thank you again for that. Islamic Relief in South Africa works in three main sectors: food security, orphan and vulnerable children support, and seasonal programs. So right now, we're currently collecting for the Back to School campaign, which seeks to provide school uniforms, stationery kits, and transport assistance to more than 3,000 beneficiaries who Islamic Relief SA supports in Johannesburg, Durban, and Cape Town. Islamic Relief has been working in Syria since 2011, and this would be part of a service level agreement, amongst others, that we would sign with Islamic Relief Syria, our country office. And so this would eliminate any need for Islamic Relief SA staff or media to travel. And so by simply signing up and transferring the $1 million to Islamic Relief Syria, we've eliminated unnecessary expenditure. And the second point, as some of you may know, it's not very easy to travel to the Turkish border and conflict zones. But alhamdulillah, thanks to our global media team, we get regular updates on IslamicRelief.org. And so this Operation SA contribution will indeed get media reports, monitoring and evaluation reports, and we put out the offer now for Operation SA to join Islamic Relief SA in the new year to send a delegation, if need be, to the borders of Turkey. And so in summary, again, Islamic Relief Worldwide would like to thank everyone here and is indeed humbled by being part of this initiative. I thank you from Abdullah Vauda, Johannesburg-based regional manager. Assalamu alaikum.
Representation from the Al-Quds Foundation.
Good morning, Khoyamora, Mulweni, Shalom, Assalamu alaikum. Her Excellency, the former public prosecutor of South Africa, it is indeed an honor to be in your presence. And all our guests here, and Islamic organizations and humanitarian organizations. We are accustomed to see children cry. And sometimes we don't know why children cry. But there's a classical saying in Arabic that says, the day that you see adult people cry and adult men cry, تَهُزُّ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. It shakes the sky and the earth. And in the last few months and the last 5 years, we have seen many adult people cry in the bleeding Syria. And so we are not here only today to receive the generous contribution by Operation SA, but we are also here to pray and to ask the Almighty to bless this initiative and to preserve the spirit that is greater than money, to preserve the integrity that is greater than money, and to preserve the honesty that will be a legacy for many years to come, God willing, inshallah. The Al-Quds Foundation has been established in South Africa as part of an international establishment. And the Al-Quds Foundation International is in existence for the last 25 years. Al-Quds Foundation South Africa is in existence, in fact, for the last 10 years. We've been established in 2006, and this brings us to our 10th anniversary. In fact, most probably one of the biggest footprints that we have established over the last 10 years is the Africa 1-8 convoy that we took to the Gaza in 2012. And very significantly, it was a convoy from Cape Town to the Gaza. And again, the South African community has proven its extreme generosity, and it was a convoy of 12 million rand then. In fact, it was during a time that we had great hopes for a great future in Egypt. And in fact, it was a time when the Egyptian army escorted the convoy from Cairo into the Gaza. We have 23 offices around the world. And with the blessing of Operation SA, I want to draw your attention to the fact that, yes, Aleppo is bleeding. It is very important for us to be there. But we have thousands of Syrian refugees equally suffering in Beirut, as well as in Jordan. And I want to be very upfront and say the Al-Quds Foundation will also reach out to those refugees in Jordan, as well as in Beirut, as well as in Aleppo. And with the blessings of all of us here and the South African community, today we are sealing our first container that will be leaving for Turkey, inshallah. And we hope to concentrate on the container concept. And as the National Director, I want to thank our brother Yusuf Abramji and everybody for their wonderful support, Oqaf, South Africa, Islamic Relief, the Muslim Judicial Council, the Jamiatul Ulama, everybody. And correctly, yes, we are not in competition with one another, but we will try our utmost best to fulfill the mandate that we have received here. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ceremony today will be at 11 o'clock in Annadale, and we hope that you will be able to join us there. We brought some of the goods from Cape Town. Some of the goods have also arrived from Durban, as well as the goods that have been collected here in the Gauteng and the other regions. Initially, we concentrated on one container, but already we have goods for more than one container. We hope that within the next few weeks, the second and the third containers will be leaving from the ports of Cape Town, as well as the port of Durban. As the Al-Quds Foundation, we thought it best because the experience that we built up during the Africa 1-8 convoy was the ship that we sent from the Durban port to the port of Alexandria. That was a 4.5 million ship with goods, and that was a very successful one for us, and it was done in good cooperation with IHH, and IHH will be the recipients on the other side, and they will administer the goods. We do not personally go and administer it there because that's not the specialities of the Al-Quds Foundation. We work in collaboration with established organizations in other parts, and they do the work.
Sheikh Irfan is the former president of the Muslim Judicial Council as well, based in Cape Town. Ladies and gentlemen, the last presentation we have is for the Al Imdad Foundation for 3.6 million rand. As you can see, the breakdown is clear. They haven't got a special privilege. The two donors said that they wanted money to go to them specifically, the Polokwane Muslim Trust Welfare Fund of 2.6 million, the other amount of 300 and some odd thousand, and the 5,000 donors. So in addition to the million rand, they get the additional amounts from the two trustees. Yasin?
Kariziad recorded a message for us earlier. We're going to play it.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all of those that are present at this beneficiary payout.
For this important campaign, Save Syria, brought to you by Operation SA, I want to take this opportunity to first and foremost congratulate and commend Operation SA, led by my dear friend Yusuf Abramji, who is a notable humanitarian and a true inspiration to all of us South Africans, as well as my brother Yasin Teba. We congratulate and commend your sincere efforts, and more than anything else, for bringing about some kind of awareness and highlighting the plight of our Syrian brothers and sisters. I think it is of imperative importance that South Africans at such a time come together. This is what our legacy teaches us. This is the legacy of none other than Madiba, who had said to us, we should rise up when humanity is in plight and in pain. And this is exactly what South Africans have done with regards to the Save Syria campaign. The Al Imdad Foundation is an organization of note. It has a strong track record and a good track history in working in the region. Since 2011, it has been pretty much active and busy assisting and helping the fellow Syrians that have been fleeing the violence and the atrocities from Syria. The Al Imdad Foundation has a fantastic presence on the Syrian-Jordanian border. It has an office in Jordan which is pretty much busy to deliver vital humanitarian aid as well as to facilitate humanitarian projects in that part of the region. In addition to that, the Al Imdad Foundation also has a strong presence on the Turkish-Syrian border. And with our partners, we have now constructed 3 containerized villages, 2 orphanages. And in the next few weeks, the Al Imdad Foundation will be one of those organizations that will be helping to inaugurate one of the world's largest orphanages, known as the Tiny Hearts Village. With the funds we will be receiving through Operation SA's initiative, Save Syria campaign, first and foremost, we will be using these funds with regards to emergency relief for those residents which have fled the conflict and atrocities and violence from Aleppo. That is our first priority. Secondly, we will continue to inject the funds into our existing projects, shelter, medical aid, orphans programs, as well as educational programs. The Al Imdad Foundation has a host of other programs in place. And as I've mentioned earlier, we have a long record and a fantastic track history and track record in working in the region and to help alleviate the pain and suffering of our brothers and sisters in Syria. The donations which have made its way through the Al Imdad Foundation's coffers will be used in the most accountable, transparent, effective and efficient manner. We take this opportunity once again to thank Operation SA and the South African public for making this possible and helping us first and foremost highlight the plight and the pain of our Syrian brothers and sisters, and secondly, reaching out to them with our humanitarian hand. For indeed, every one of us have this great responsibility upon our shoulders to extend our humanitarianism and our humanitarian hand to those in need. Once again, from the Al Imdad Foundation, we thank every one of you for having your confidence and for supporting the Al Imdad Foundation to help us reach out to our brothers and sisters in Syria, and ultimately to save Syria. Thank you.
Kariziad just sent me a message now. He's listening to it on the link, and I thank him for keeping it to 3 minutes. once again, thank you to everyone. I'd like to call Andy Mashaile, who's been always supporting us from day one. He's always jumps saying, I want to contribute, before he even knows what he's contributing to. Sometimes he just jumps up, but he's always very eager, and he supports us through from start to end. Andy.
Thank you, Program Director. Has Allah been good to you this morning? Has God been good to you this morning? Let all praise and glory go to Him. Mulana, you spoke about a village. I was brought up in a village. I learned that it takes the village to raise children. It is also our responsibility as that village to protect cosmopolitan children, not only in Syria, all over the world where there's a need. The pressing key need now is in Aleppo in Syria. Whilst we jump and get excited to be raising millions to make sure that the people of Aleppo and the people of Syria are safe, we have an equal responsibility to make sure that our own kids here at home are safe and secure. When they are safe and secure in our homes, through our law enforcement agencies, through offices like that held by the former public protector, Advocate Thuli, Sis Thuli, Ekhaya Sokubiza Kanjalo, my brother Yusuf Abramji, my sister Catherine, my lovely brother here, Yasin. When we are safe, when our children's state of mind and emotion is guaranteed, we have an equal responsibility to make sure that out there, children are safe and secure. Who is the village? Journalists who are here. You are the village. Yusuf, you are the village. Yasin, Sis Thuli, Catherine. The Muslim communities that are here, Christian communities that are here, you guys at the back, you are the village. We of the Bakwena clan, I am from the Bakwena clan. My clan totem is a crocodile. I travel in water. We say when we conclude, Pula, and then you say, Haine, Pula, Pula, Pula. Basically, it means, let there be rain, which is a blessing from Allah, our God, the most merciful and the omnipresent. Thank you very much to yourselves as journalists. ITV. You really humbled me. And all of you are journalists here. You're humbling us. I thank you, Program Director. Pula.
Thank you, Andy. I am inspired by many people, one of them being Catherine, for the wonderful work she always does. Catherine, some words from you, please, in the vote of thanks.
Good morning. A lot has been said today, and I think that it just leaves me with a few thoughts. When Yusuf, you know, In real Yusuf style, anything he puts his mind to, he makes great. Anything he decides to do is something that is selfless and something for the better of a greater community outside of the one that he comes from. Yusuf has been not only a colleague, but a friend and somebody who, as many South Africans looks up to, has become someone who we know we can turn to when we have a crisis and a problem. From as small as something in his community where he serves to a greater community such as the global village that we live in. And as Advocate Thuli Madonsela said, nobody will make a greater mistake than somebody who does nothing because they can only do a little. And these are the words that I live by. So when Yusuf and Yasin said they were doing this, I without a doubt will support anything that they do, before I know as well what they're doing, because I know that it's for a bigger service of people and humanity. The issue of Syria is not one of a religious issue. It's not a political issue. It must be that of a humanitarian issue. It must be that we are fighting to save humanity. Unfortunately, the world over, we have lost our moral compass. We have lost the very values that society needs to be built on. And it is initiatives such as this that allow us to realign what those values are and how we as individuals need to, in our own homes, live with Ubuntu. How we in our own communities must serve with Ubuntu. And how we give to greater society and people we will never meet with the same values and moral compass. So today I salute Operation SA and the individuals who pledged their support and their finance to these projects. And I have no doubt that you will continue to hear about the good work from Operation SA, as well as the individual organizations who have been supported through this drive. Over and above that, a huge thank you to the media. It is because of the media who have been supporting and following this call to action since it started some weeks ago. We thank you for allowing a greater platform for communicating the work of Operation SA and the Save Syria campaign. Additionally, I would like to say thank you to the following people. Firstly, our host for today, this hotel. Thank you for allowing us to make use of your facilities for this handover. the participating organizations who have come from far, near and far, in fact, and thank you for the work that you continue to do, not only on the Syrian borders with the refugees, as well as here in South Africa. To the supporters, once again, people who opened their hearts and who have supported this campaign, to Sirius FM for the broadcast and sound today, thank you for allowing people who are not here to be able to feel like they are a part of it. To ITV, again, thank you for the support you have given throughout the campaign. And to the backbone of this campaign, to both Yasin and Yusuf, nothing is possible without the passion, the drive, and the determination to make a difference and to have an impact. And thank you for putting everything into it, night and day. I'm on many of the WhatsApp groups, so I know that these two gentlemen are not sleeping, and they are continually making sure, how are we going to make sure that people put money into the account after they've pledged? How are we making sure that the money is going to be used as it needs to be used? How are we pulling more people in? And as true leaders, they've taken everyone with them. So today we applaud you and we thank you. And we wish only good things for you in the future as Operation SA continues to soar and to touch the lives of not only South Africans here at home, but for people around the world, as we continue to build the generations of people that we know are possible, with a moral fiber and compass that makes sure that we're all connected as human beings who understand that we're part of one world and we're not divided by religion, politics, and race. Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine. Just a note, it's funny, Catherine mentioned the WhatsApp groups. It always starts with the WhatsApp group. With Yusuf Abramji, it's always a WhatsApp group. And if you're on that WhatsApp group, you're involved, finished. Just one point we wanted to make is that Operation Hydrate, Operation SA, went on this campaign. We worked with organizations and we handed out the funds. Whatever funds are going to be coming in is going to go directly to these organizations. Operation SA has taken no funds, will keep no funds, will reserve no funds, will also distribute no funds. We will accompany some of the organizations. We will work closely with the organizations, but Operation SA will reserve, keep, distribute absolutely nothing from our side. Once again, thank you to everyone. I want to ask Sheikh if you can close off with a dua, please, Sheikh.
In this prayer we ask Almighty Allah, the Creator of the universe, to protect our people in Aleppo, protect our people in Syria, and all over the world who live in crisis, who needs our help, who needs our support. Oh Allah, grant us to have the ability to assist your creation. Those who are oppressed, those who are suffering, and those who need relief. Oh Allah, we are your creation, and you create us for a purpose. You placed on this earth that we should be supportive to one another, and that is righteous and good. And stop one another when we create wrong and evil and sin. O Allah, we ask you with your mercy to guide those who work in service of your creation. Every person and everyone who has given and contributed, return that to them in good. Protect the children. Protect the families. Guide them and grant them good in this world and in the year after. O Allah, you are the Creator of the universe. You are aware of everything that's happening in this entire world and in the earth, the heavens and the earth. We ask you to guide us on the straight path. That we in South Africa live as one family. Protect and guide our country. And this country be and continue to be a role model for the entire world. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم افتح لنا بالخير واختم لنا بالخير واجعل عواقب أمورنا بالخير. بيدك الخير والعافية، إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا. وفقنا يا الله لما تحب وترضى. اللهم أكرمنا ولا تهنا، فيسر أمورنا واشرح صدورنا ونور قلوبنا واختم بالصالحات أعمالنا. اللهم وفق لكل مساهم في هذه التبرعات. اللهم وفق لكل المعطي لهذه التبرعات. اللهم وفقهم يا الله لما تحب وترضى. اللهم احفظهم، اللهم استرهم، اللهم اجعلهم في كنفك وتحت رعايتك وعنايتك يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في سوريا وفي إليبو وفي إدلب وفي العراق وفي لبنان وفي كل مكان. اللهم اجعلهم في كنفك وتحت رعايتك وعنايتك، وأنت يا الله بنا وبهم أرحم الراحمين وخير حافظين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله.
Broadcasting live from the East End, this is Sirius FM, 24 hours a day, sharing the peace and light of Islam. www.siriusfm.net.